So this is Alexander Fairman here with the Servant Leadership Institute, and I'm here with Mayor Matt Hall of the City of Carlsbad, and we're talking about the Carlsbad Student Leader Academy program, which is brand new, has just been launched. And Matt, thanks for taking some time to talk about the program.
My pleasure. We're all excited.
So how did the idea for the Carlsbad Student Leader Academy really take shape and come into being in the first place?
I think it was a dream of Lorraine Wood and Debbie Fountain. It was their getting together and thinking about, well, talking about education and what does tomorrow look like. And it was out of their conversations that they brought it to us in our goal setting. And the council just said, wow, this sounds like a home run, bases loaded, let's go do it.
That's amazing. And I mean, sounds like you didn't waste any time in putting it together and saying, let's give this a go.
It started out a little slow at first. Lorraine and Debbie, I think, probably took 6 months. But once they brought it to our goal setting, it was beyond our wildest beliefs. So once that happened, we were off.
Mm. So this program's incredible, and just a quick overview, you know, we go through 10 weeks of training for these emerging high school leaders, and we're giving them tools and skill sets that are going to last them a lifetime on how to be leaders and how to apply that in the local community, and in this case, the city of Carlsbad. So what are some of the outcomes of a program like this that you are most excited for?
Well, I think anytime you can give someone confidence in who they are and what they believe in, that's the start. And then they just have to follow their dream. And what I tell this generation, you can do anything you put your heart into. It might take a day or two, but once you have that confidence and once you create that spirit, there isn't anything a young person cannot accomplish.
It's amazing, and I'm actually seeing that myself. I've been fortunate enough to be a trainer in the program for the Servant Leadership Institute. And just getting these young leaders in this environment and training them and pouring into them the way we are, with a lot of specialized knowledge and hands-on tools that they're learning to use, I can already see the impact it's having in their lives. A couple anecdotes just to share. One that stands out for me is, we've done some deep listening exercises, because part of being an effective leader is really listening to your constituents. I imagine you have had to do a lot of listening in various ways in the position you play.
No, that's very true. A good leader probably spends 80% of his time listening and 20% of the time leading. You really need to understand those who are around you and what the issues are, and be able to formulate what the outcomes are and how together do we build a better tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. And I think with the training they've been getting, I've watched their own responses to this listening just spring alive inside of them. I've seen so many of the students come and say, I've never been heard like this, and I've never realized how powerful that skill set of listening is, and listening deeper, asking why people feel the way they do, why they hold the opinions that they do. And I think it's setting them up to be those leaders that we need. So we're in it about, this is week 8, and currently City of Carlsbad is now taking over, and you're basically showing these young leaders how city governance works.
And that's, you know, that's just one aspect of what they might be able to do in the future. And it's important for us, because in city government, like all business or all industry, you need to look out for the future. You always need to be planning 10 years in advance. So the sooner we can get people energized into who we are and what our business is, that's a win for everyone.
I think that's so smart, making that investment consciously in that next generation. And I know it's going to pay dividends on so many levels, first of all, in their lives alone. You know, I've witnessed in the program many of these young leaders, they've got full schedules, they're taking a full class load, they're playing sports, they're taking part in these clubs and these activities. But coming here and being a part of this community and really focusing on the practice of leadership has made a huge impact on them. I've watched many of them step up to the plate and take on additional leadership roles in the last 8 weeks that I don't know how they have time for it, but they seem that the light bulb went on, like we said, and now they're charging towards making a change and making an impact. I think so many of them have that passion inside of them, and this program has really given them a way to unleash that passion in making a tangible difference in the world and in stepping into who they know they can be. So I think it's amazing that this has been happening for them.
And again, it's, you know, in Rotary, there's this saying that if you want to get something done, give it to the busiest person in the room. And so what you're seeing is that play out in this generation, and it's going to play huge dividends as we go forward. And this is just the first class. You know, after we do this two or three times, we'll be known around the world for this model.
Yeah, another really big key point that stands out to me as I've been watching their development has been the development of their ability to build relationship. You know, I know that for the younger generation, I've watched it be challenging because with such an emphasis on technology, with our youth growing up so attached to cell phones and computers, I think one of the struggles is really developing the ability to build authentic relationships.
Well, and again, you said it earlier, it starts with listening, and it's about building collaboration. We don't all have to think alike, but it's getting to teamwork. And it's no different whether it's a baseball team, football team, or a corporate leadership team. It takes a lot of people with a lot of different ideas to create the future.
Absolutely. And I'm just watching that happen here, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it, to be able to help facilitate that part of that journey for them. And I'm just grateful also for you, for your vision and your foresight in creating and investing in a program like that. And I know I speak on behalf of so many of the participants that this has made a huge impact on their lives. So thank you for all the work you've done.
So it'd be interesting. One of the things we have to do is we have to track these young men and women to see where they actually end up in their lives. So you're probably looking at future senators and corporate leaders are sitting right out in that room, and we have the opportunity to help them get there. And to me, it's just really exciting.
Absolutely. So once again, I want to say thank you so much to Mayor Matt Hall of the City of Carlsbad for having the foresight and investing in creating the Student Leadership Academy. And this program has been, for me, just a great experience to be a part of, to watch these kids blossom in so many ways that otherwise this is such a special environment for them and a time set aside to develop them as people, which to me has just been so cool to watch. And it's outside of their grades, it's outside of their typical schoolwork, but it's some of the most important work, and that wouldn't be happening without all the hard work you guys have put in. We've done this together. It's been great.
So I just, again, would like to say thank you to Debbie Fountain, our staff, Lorraine Wood and her dream, also my colleagues, Keith Blackburn, Michael Schumacher, and Dr. Packer. It was all of us coming together to make this happen.
That's how great things happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.